المشركين.
Yes. Okay. Although that other scholar, they said the purpose, the reason that this is surah is one that is not have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that because in this surah and the previous surah before, they used to be connected together as one surah.
Yeah, Al-Anfal.
Al-Anfal, exactly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That they used to be as one surah together.
Really?
Yeah, so, yeah. But it seems, and Allah knows best, that the tafsir for the first thing that is more accurate, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about punishment, so it doesn't fit with saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is the reason that it doesn't appear to be there. Yeah. الحمد لله عند الله من بس alright إن شاء الله we can start with our tafsir for today. إن الحمد لله نحمد ونستعين ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. After this, I greet you always the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. Like to welcome you to continuation of our tafsir classes. Today, inshallah, we have a new surah, which is Surah Al-Qadr. Surah Al-Qadr, the night of decree, or the night of the power. It depends what translation you go by. But basically, we are working today in surah number 96. No, surah number 96. Okay, thank you. I'm glad that somebody's awake. All right, we working in surah number 97. I wish somebody said 97 without looking to the book. But alhamdulillah, jazakum Allah khair. So the people in the internet, I wish you can be awake like the people in the mosque today, okay? Alhamdulillah, we have more students today and we have new faces, so this make me happy, inshallah. And this is adding more to our class. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you all. Okay, we talking about Surah Al-Qadr, inshallah. The night of the decree or the night of the power. And this is Surah number 97. Surah number 97. And inshallah, I'm going to start to recite the surah. Let's see, where is my, did I bring my, yeah. Let's see if we can, it's been 2 weeks I didn't use this, I forgot how to use it. So, Quran, yes. Let's see, Bismillah.
الخادم ولا
أدراك ما ليلة القدر؟ ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر؟ وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر؟ وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر؟ ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل ال... بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. اوكي. إن verily we إن verily we is connected together in na. Okay, in na for sure. Okay, in na for sure we.
Where do we get the we?
Anzalnahu. Anzalnahu. أنزلناه. أنزل. أنزلنا. We reveal.
So the نا in أنزلنا is
أنزلنا from نزل.
Right.
Or أنزل. You see أنزلت. Yes. But you say أنزلنا. So the pronoun we. And why Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala saying we and Allah is one. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala will say we when he talk about his power, his mighty, his greatness. And when he talk about himself for ubudiyya, to worship, he say innani ana Allah. So sometimes Allah talk about himself as one, And sometimes he talk about himself using the pronoun plural. That because when you talk about the greatness, you use the term we. When you're talking about the worship and the tawheed and the oneness, he talks about me. Because you are not supposed to worship anyone except Allah. As Allah saying in Surah Taha, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ. Indeed, I am Allah. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. There is no deity other than me, so worship me. When Allah talked to Musa alayhi salam, he said, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. So he talks about Tawheed, there is no deity except me, so worship me alone. Not me and the Prophet, not me and the Awliya, not me and the dead people, okay? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عَنِّي عِبَادِ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبِ. When my slave servant asks you, Muhammad, about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Let them answer my call, worship me, call on me. So if you call in Allah alone. If you pray to Allah alone. Okay? But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about something that require greatness and azama, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His greatness, He say, innani ana Allah, or that inna anzalnahu. Okay? So when he say we does not mean Allah and the angels, doesn't mean Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, but means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say this is the language, it even until nowadays we hear in the decree of a king or a president say we decree, we are the queen of England, decree such and such, okay? So this because a person who is a greatness talking about himself. إِنَّ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ. أَنْزَلَ is a past tense, is a verb. Verb in the past tense, أَنْزَلَ, past tense. And أَنْزَلْنَا we. And the ha referring to the Quran, أَنْزَلْنَا who. So the who here, the ha in the end, the ha means it. And it is referring to the Quran. Inna anzalnahu, the Quran, the revelation. Inna, verily, we anzalnahu, we send it down, have sent it down, anzala. An-Nuzul is from up to down. The Nuzul, the sending something, that means something coming from up to down. Anzalnahu. Caused it to come down.
How do we know this up to down?
Huh? Because the Nuzul is opposite of Su'ud, and no one can come from down to up. He has to come from up to down. Okay. You see? And this is the verb mean anzala. Anzala to say, when you say to somebody, come down, okay?
Right.
So, he's no way he's going to go up.
Okay.
Alright? Or otherwise, you're going to tell him, go up.
So, nazala is to...
Nazala means to come down. Anzalna, we cause it to come down now, okay?
So, it means to come down, and therefore... By context, it means to be revealed.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the revelation comes from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the seven heaven upon His throne. So the revelation and the nuzul, it comes from up to down. Okay? We have sent it down. أنزلناه. Fi means in. Fi is the article or preposition means in. Layla, a night. And the plural is layali. Layali. Layla means a night. The night. Laylatul Qadri. Al Qadri has two meanings. Qadr means a value. Something has a great value. You say so and so Qadru Azim. His position, his value is his, okay, is a high rank, Qadr, okay? And Qadr also from Taqdir, which mean predestination or measurement, okay? To set things according, alright? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that this person will be a male, this person will be a female, this person will be a Muslim, this person will be a kafir, this will be short, this will be a tall, this will have children, this have no children. So everything by Allah's taqdeer, by Allah's measurement, okay? Like you take a gallon of milk and you put in the cup and you give this person half cup, this person full cup, this few drops, okay? Measure and giving, alright? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make taqdeer. That mean, as he said, when he created the pen, Allah created the pen and told the pen to write. He said, oh Allah, what you want me to write? He said, and this was 50,000 years before the creation of the heaven and the earth. So the taqdeer, the measurement or the predestination is not just a happening. Allah had decreed the decree 50,000 years before the creation of the heaven and the earth. And this shows you how great Allah and how great the knowledge of Allah. He knows about everything even before it takes place. And not yesterday last year, 50,000 years, he ordered the pen to write. Say, what Allah, what do you want me to write? He said, write everything that's going to happen until the day of judgment. The result of this, the Prophet ﷺ is saying what? رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. That the pen been lifted, the ink been dry. So whatever is written is written. Okay? And it's going to take a place. So Laylatul Qadr is the night of power. Or the night of the value. Great value. Or Laylatul Qadr means the night which is the decree, is decree in it. So how the Laylatul Qadr can be the decree? And we know that Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, because there is a major decree and there is a portion or local or a portion decree. Like you have your storage, your wheat in a big storage room or what you call this thing for, back home and the old fashioned how they put the wheat in big building, I forgot what they call this. Something like silo. Yeah. And after this, you go, you understand, like every week, or like Walmart. You go to Walmart, okay? And you buy food for a week, alright? Mm-hmm. Same thing, Walmart, you will get a shipment every week or every month. You have a bigger warehouse someplace else. You see? So, but everything is stored someplace, you understand there, and we take according the needs and the wants. Alright? So the same thing you get from Walmart to your house, like every week, a portion. But you can find hundreds and thousands of Pepsi cans there. You're not going to get all this, and even if you get it, you have no place to put it in your house. So there is something called the mother of the book. Or al-lawh al-mahfuz, the protected tablet, that no one can touch it, no one can change it, okay? This, everything is there, and from this will come, accordingly, in every Laylatul Qadr, will come the color and the measurement of the human being to be transferred from the major file to the local or the small file, a yearly schedule. You see now what I'm saying? Okay. So Allah, when He say Laylatul Qadr, the night of the power, it can be one of two, or can be both of them. that Zamait that which has a great value, or that Zamait which is the destination of the human being is been given or been recorded for the yearly, okay, yearly activity or yearly whatever going to be taken care of it, all right? إن أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. Indeed, we have revealed or sent down the Quran in the night of Qadr. Okay. And as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told us about that when is the child in his mother womb, when he reach 120 days. Okay. 40 days alaqa, 40 days mudgha, 40 days like this, okay? After every 40 days, there is a stage from a drop of semen to a clot to a, all this. And after 40 days, i.e. 120 days, now the angels will come and say, Ya Rabbi Nutfa, Ya Rabbi Alaqa, okay? And he been commanded after 120 days to breathe into this child's soul. So he became a living thing. He became a human being by breathing the soul. And in the same time, the angel will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَا الرِّزْقُ فَمَا الْأَجَلُ شَقِيٌّ أَمْ سَعِيدٌ. Okay? So, oh Allah, what is his provision? Is he a male or female? Is he going to be a Muslim or a kafir? You see? So it will be written, his decree coming also from what? From the protect tablet. Alright? The mother of the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command him to write these four words and breathe the soul into him.
So the soul was not breathed into the...
The fetus or whatever you want to call it.
Until the end of the 120 days?
120 days. Before this is nothing except going through a piece of clot, blood, and after this comes to be a piece of flesh and all these things.
This has great impact on current affairs. This is a big discussion going on these days.
Tell them to open the Quran or the Hadith, we can save them a lot of money.
SubhanAllah, this is so good. I didn't know this. Research. Yeah, exactly. There was a veto on the...
What's he doing?
The president vetoed a bill today for doing research based on embryos that were already fertilized that would have been thrown away. He says you can't use those for research because they're human beings.
All what they need these people to be Muslim and they will see everything. They will save a lot of money, a lot of headache, a lot of discussion, okay?
Where's the reference for this work in
Islam? You found it in the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi, inshallah. If not, you let me know, I'll tell you exactly where.
Inshallah.
Okay? Alright. So, Laylatul Qadr, it can mean one of the two or both of them. Why? Because we understand that the Laylatul Qadr has a great value in the reward. And after they said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ وَا and مَا what أَدْرَاكَ from diraya to know, okay, inform you who and how can be tell you.
Sound please.
Okay. We found the term ma adraka, it used a lot in the Quran. Al-haqqatu mal-haqqa, wa ma adraka mal-haqqa. Al-qari'a, mal-qari'a, wa ma adraka mal-qari'a. So when something so huge, so great, beyond our abilities and as a human being, okay? Something so, so great, Allah used the term wa ma adraka. Who can inform you? Thank you. Okay? So when you use the term ma adraka, you have to understand there is something so huge, so great. It can be the disaster or the fear or the greatness of such a thing or the great reward. So when you say وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَقَّ, who can tell you what is the reality is, the day of judgment? It's so, so great, so big, so scary. So Allah says وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, who can tell you? So when it comes about Laylatul Qadr, he used the same term, because the great reward in one night, and it's not only about the reward, about the Quran coming in this night. And without the Quran, mankind living in darkness, living in jahiliyyah. They keep guessing, okay? They keep guessing, and they, you understand, sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. But the Quran came to give them guidance, to give them light. And we have the surah called Surah An-Nur, the light. So people living without Quran, they are living in darkness. Doesn't match how much electricity, how much they know, they still living in darkness. Because it's not everything is visible. It's not everything you can reach it with your hand. Alright? So there is other things which are unseen. But Quran is telling us about it. As example, yesterday, I think the brother was asking, this morning in Fajr, was asking about Gog and Magog. No, any non-Muslim today can tell you, or he can believe that there is these people exist. And the dam that been built by Dhulqa'im 9 is in Surah Al-Kahf. But when the hour comes so close, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the people Gog and Magog, these two tribes, to come. And in this time the people will believe, but people search in many places and they assume that they reach every inch on the earth. But this is not true. You see? Same thing when Islam talks about one of the major signs of the day of judgment, that the sun will rise from the west. Any scientific or any science, you understand, is not going to agree or submit to you about what he's saying. Okay? As a result of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this a, when this sign happened, nobody can be Muslim after this can be accepted. Because it's too late now. Before you deny, now you saw it. Okay? Now you saw it, now everybody willing to believe. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tawbah, repentance is accepted. As long as the person ma lam yugharghir, وَمَا لَمْ تَطْلُعِ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ مَغْرِبَهَا. Any time you come back to Allah asking forgiveness or to be a Muslim, Allah will accept your tawbah, your repentance. With only two cases, Allah doesn't accept it. That غَرْغَارَ, غَرْغَارَ, that means your soul is about coming out. This is too late. You have plenty time before, 40 years, 60 years, 80 years. Why you didn't pray before? Why didn't become Muslim before? See, now when he get in this moment, now he's ready to be رَبِّي رُجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Oh Allah, send me back to life so I can do better and can give in charity and say no. It is only a word that you say. You see? So we have to understand that when say Laylatul Qadr, it has the Qadr. Like they say, okay, I went to Palestine. And they say, I went to this place where Jesus walked. Or somebody say, I went to Medina. And say, I went to the place where the Prophet walked in it. Alright? What about the night that the revelation had came down? You see? This is a special occasion. And this itself has a great value because it's saving us from Jahiliyyah. The Quran is saving us from Jahiliyyah, and it given us guidance how to live, how to act, everything. So we can see why is Laylatul Qadr has great value, and no one can really tell you how great it is. So Allah used the term what? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ. Who can tell you? So أَدْرَاكَ, the ka is means you. Pronoun means you. أَدْرَاكَ. And the verb أَدْرَاكَ, and idrak means like knowledge or knowing or getting the information. Dara, adra, yadri, wama yudrika la'alla as-sa'ata takunu qarib. Who can tell you? Who can inform you? So wama adraka, who can tell you? Who can inform you? Ma, what is ليلة القدر. How big it is, how great it is, how beautiful it is, how peaceful it is. Okay? No one can tell you because it's so great. وما and where means and ما what أدراك. أدرى is a verb. Make you know. أدراك you. Okay. Will make you know. ما what ليلة the night of القدر. Decree. Or great value. Again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeating again and saying. ليلة القدر. Since you could not and no one can tell you to figure what is Laylatul Qadr, so Allah is giving us some idea about it. Say Laylatul Qadr, the night of Al-Qadr. Khair. And what is Khair?
Good.
And Khair is better, so is not equal, but it say khair. That means Allah is telling you that Laylatul Qadr khairun, and this is different from say is equal to. He didn't say equal to alf shahr. Allah didn't say Laylatul Qadr equal, okay, alf shahr, but say Laylatul Qadr khair. Better than. Better than. He say, هذا خير من ذلك. This is better than this. Okay? This much greater than this. Who say, Allah is saying, ليلة القدر خير. خير what? من. From. Or you can say what? Than. من usually means what? From. But in this term here we use what? Than. You know what is than mean? Okay. How you spell it, Saeed?
Than?
Yeah.
T-H-A-N.
Okay. This is the one we're talking about. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min. So min here will be what? Than. Elf. Elf mean a thousand. Okay. A thousand. Shahr, month. So, is Laylatul Qadr equal or more?
More.
Alf Shahr, which is approximately what? Approximately, how many years? Come on, hurry up, Saeed, before I say it.
Less than 100 years.
Of course, 10 is less than 100. Approximately 83 years. Okay? Khayrun min alf shahr. But, that means khayrun min alf shahr is that this shahr doesn't have Laylatul Qadr in it. Okay? Because Laylatul Qadr, the amount of Qadr by itself, is better than 1,000 months. But if the Laylatul Qadr in this month is not going to be, okay? Anyway, so that means if Allah bless you in your lifespan 2 or 3 or 4 times that you caught Laylatul Qadr 4 times in your life, can you imagine how much credit to your life will happen? If a person die while he's 60 or 70 or even 40, okay, and let's say he catch caught Laylatul Qadr 4 times only, 4 times 80 is what? 320, and 4 times 3, 12. So how much is this? Almost like 400 years added to your life. So you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40 years, and here another 400 years coming as addition to you.
Bonus.
And this boy worshiping Allah for 4 nights only. It's been narrated in collection of Imam Malik that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he saw the lifespan or the lifetime of the nations before us. You know, these nations before us, they used to be taller than us, and those people used to live longer than us. When Allah created Adam, how tall he was?
60 feet
in height. Brother, you need to study Islam. You found everything there. 60 cubic feet in the air. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't bring anything from my mind. Everything found it in hadith. He says that the creation of Allah keep diminishing like this. And you notice people getting shorter. But when we enter Jannah, we're going to be on the same height, all of us, according the beginning of the generation, the human being, according Adam. We'll be 60. Yep. Okay? Now, let's look to Nuh, alayhi salam. The Prophet Nuh, Allah said, فَلَبِثَ فِي قَوْمِي أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ. Prophet Nuh remained in da'wah only. This not his lifespan, this the time of his da'wah, telling the people, be Muslim, be good, stop doing this. 950 years. This is only the time of da'wah. Can you imagine how old he was when he died? So it said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw or he looked at the ages of the other nation and his ummah. Like he felt sad, or he felt that it's too little, because the average, also this from the hadith, the average of the age of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 60. Okay, this is the average. People die around this age, before little bit or after little bit, but nobody goes, you understand, for 200 years or anything like this. Like nation before, they go for thousands and no. So the average lifespan of a human being of this ummah is 60. This is the average. Can be a little bit more, a little bit less. Okay? So now we're saying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he felt, he always concerned about his ummah. So he felt like if somebody living for 60 or even 100 years compared to other nations, how many hajj is going to be able to make? How many salah? This is little. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his ummah with Laylatul Qadr. You see? So now you don't have to live as long as these other people lived. All what you need to try to catch this night, and you will get this great credit. Can you imagine if you get it for 10 times during your life? You see? So he said, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. With not this only, because we said, وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Who can inform you about Laylatul Qadr? So one of the virtues or the greatness of Laylatul Qadr is the great reward. In addition to this, he also saying, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. So the nuzul of the malaika is another thing that's happening in this night. But here, تنزل الملائكة, it shows you that a continuation of coming. Again, from the verb نزل, okay, to come down. And the dwelling places of the angels is where?
Heaven.
What do you mean by heaven now? We want to know what you mean by heaven, because some people, when you say heaven, they say paradise,
the
sky. Okay.
Yeah.
How do we know that the angel lives in the sky? Because it came in the hadith also. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَطَّقِ السَّمَاءُ وَحَقَّ لَهَا أَن تَأْطَقْ مَا مِن مَوْضِعْ أَرْبَعْ أَصَابِعْ إِلَّا وَفِيهَا مَلَكْ وَاضِعْ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ. That means, you know, that the sky is like squeezing, making this noise. It became so heavyweight. And it says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed the sky deserves to be heavy, because there is no space of four, look, four fingers, unless you see an angel putting his forehead prostrating to Allah. Can you imagine this guy who could not see the beginning and the end of it? Every four fingers, an angel prostrating to Allah. Four. And he told us also about al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. Okay? The active house, or the well-maintained house. Okay? Which is immediately above the Kaaba. So the Kaaba is for the Muslims to worship Allah around it, on the ground, on the earth. And the Bayt al-Ma'mur is for the angels to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And 70,000 angels every day, they enter the well-maintained house and they never come back again. Listen to this. Not they go like us, they understand, we go like this and we come back again. No, every day, not every 5.
Please.
70,000 angels every day enter al-Bayt al-Ma'mur, and they don't come after this, another 70,000.
So is it the exact replica of our Kaaba Sharif in the heavens?
You mean in built with a stone or what? It's a house, we don't know how it is, but call al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. Something Ma'mur that will well-maintained, mm-hmm. And that mean visited many. It's Imara like, okay? So I don't know how it built, what kind of rocks, what kind, if it's gold or, but it say in same, is this, you have the Kaaba here, so in the heaven, al-Bayt al-Ma'mur, you go around this, the angels go around the other. Okay? Now, listen now. It say, Laylatul Qadr, now tanazzalu al-Malaika. Now tanazzal. Continuing coming, starting from Maghrib until Fajr. Alright? You could not imagine how many angels will be coming. And this is the reason Allah said, وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرُ. Who can tell you about Layla? In addition to this, وَالرُّوحُ, the angel Gabriel. You know the angel Jibreel, when the angel Jibreel come down? Revelation. It's a special angel. Only for revelation. Coming carrying the most honorable message. But in Laylatul Qadr is not only the angel's special visitor, a special guest. وَالرُّوحُ, the angel Jibreel, he also will come down. And whenever the angels comes in a place or come down, there is a blessing, there is mercy. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, when we sit in the garden like we sit in, now the angels are surrounding us. The angels telling other angels, come, there is a class going on in Masjid al-Muslimin, come there. Because there is a special angel called Sayyahun. Okay? Siyaha, tourist, surrounding the whole earth, looking for somebody who remembering Allah. Some one of them found it. He go tell the others, they come, and they start surrounding us. And the mercy will start to come, and the tranquility start to come. So the absence of the angels mean there is something danger. Okay? As a result of this, a blessing, out of the blessing of the day, or the night of Qadr, Allah make what? The angels coming. And one of the things that stop the angels coming is what? Okay.
Pictures.
Good. Okay. When you, oh, but this is my grandfather. He used to be a big sheikh. He used to be a big maulana. He used to be, doesn't matter who's she or he. Okay. Hanging pictures, things with images. doesn't matter now the image is a human being or a fish or an animal, okay? Anything that has a soul, any living thing, you could not draw the pictures, you could not hang the picture, you could not sell the pictures, okay? Any living thing, if you want to hang things for decoration, but things you understand like trees, waterfall, things like this, has no soul in it, alright? So, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying what the meaning is, إن الملائكة لا تدخل بيتا فيه كلب ولا صورة. Indeed, the angel doesn't enter a house that has a dog or a picture.
What about instruments? I heard something.
This is a different story, you understand? The instruments, musical instruments is haram. But it's saying about entering the houses, okay? And as a result of this, you remember the story in Surah Al-Kahf when the Jewish came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam certain questions. And after this, the Prophet said, I'll give you the answer tomorrow, and, okay? Right. Now, when Jibreel didn't come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, later on, he said, what's going on? Why didn't come? What's going on? He said, we are the angels. We don't enter houses that has a dog. So the Prophet starts searching the house. Finally, he found a little puppy was hiding under the bed that his grandson was playing with it, Hassan or Hussein. So the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to take this puppy out. Okay? So the presence of angels means something virtuous, something good, and we have to be concerned about it to make things like reciting the Quran in your house. When you start to do this, this will make the presence of the angels in your house. But here it says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ the angels were ruh. Wa means the end, ar-ruh, which what? The angel Jibreel alayhi salam. Fiha. Fiha means what? In it. What is it referring to what? The night. It referring to the night of Al-Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ by the command of the Lord. Bi means with or by. It depends where in the sentence, okay? But bi means with, okay? Like I told you before, أَكْتُبُ بِالْقَلَمِ I write with the bin. أَكْتُبُ بِالْقَلَمِ And bi also can be means in the name of Allah, Bismillah. With the name of Allah, or in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, most merciful. Alright? So we say, فيها means in it. بإذني be according the command and the decree of Allah. إذن ربهم رب means Lord. ربهم their Lord. And whom referring to the angels. They come by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, men with kulli. Kulli means what? Every. Remember the hadith, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَ Every addition to the Islam is innovation. Kulli. Kulli means what? Every, different from kul, and different from qul, okay? Qul huwa Allahu ahad means say. Kul means eat, okay? Qul is a verb amr. Kulli, okay, means what? Every. And this is K sound, not KH, is not kh. It doesn't have the kh sound. Alright? Takfuruna, not takfuruna. Wantum takfuruna, tak. And some people try to say to avoid kaf, So they change the kaf to tach. No, this is worse mistake. All right. Min kulli amr. What is the amr here? And the commanded amr, decrees. Now, as we say that we have the main storage area, and you have a local storage area. So everything is written in the protected tablet. No one can change, no one can add, no one can decrease. But the yearly schedule, if we can use this term, the yearly decree will come. Okay? And will be revealed and written in Laylatul Qadr. In kulli amr. The angels will come by the command of their Lord with the decree. What's going to happen this year? Who's going to die? Who's going to be born? What kind of war? What's what? What calamity? What disaster? What marriage? What this and that? The yearly file will be released for this year in that night. And you can refer to surah called Surah Ad-Dukhan, the smoke. And also talks about Laylatul Qadr and say, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Indeed, we have revealed it in a blessed night. Inna kunna munzilin fiha, in it, yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. Every major decision will be the same there. Okay? يُفْرَقُ فِيهَا كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. So again, like I saying, our decree is even before we come to this life. But what it comes here with the angels is the new year file for the decree of the ummah, for the individual, for the land, for the death, for the marriage, for all these things. Okay? Okay. All right. Let's see. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alaykum as-salam. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say salam. Peace. Protection. Calmness. Blessing. Safety. That what's happened during this night, nothing except peace. Right? Here, it referring to what? To Laylatul Qadr. Salamun here. Peace, peaceful, it will be. Hatta, until. What's hatta mean? Until matla, from tala'a. Tala'a means to come out. Matla is the rising place or the exit place of such a thing. Matla. Matla al-fajr, the dawn. Verily, we send down the Quran in the night of the Qadr. Now, let me tell you one thing that I forgot to say in the beginning. The Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent the Quran down. He say, Inna anzalnahu, the Quran, the Quran. He didn't say a verse or a surah. He say, we sent the Quran. Verily, we sent the Quran, Inna anzalnahu. Okay? When? Laylatul Qadr. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu say that it came down from the seven heaven or from the protect tablet to Bayt al-Izzah, which in the sky. Okay? As one shot. And after this, from Bayt al-Izzah in the sky, it come down to the ground, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according occasions. Because we know the Quran took what? 23 years. 20 what? 23 years until the completion of the Quran. So how Allah saying in anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, although we know that when it started to come to the Prophet and after this until the last time, it took 23. So it came from the heaven or from the sky to the earth according occasions. So in the Hajj or the last Hajj of the Prophet comes the verses اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي, as example, today I have perfected to you your religion, okay, and complete my favor upon you and the bliss with Islam as a religion for you. So this is came after 23 years. While you found اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق coming when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was 40 years old. This coming to him when he's 60, 63 years old. So that means the Quran came down as this tafsir Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, came to Bayt al-Izzah, the house of honor in the sky, and up as a one some lam, okay? And after this came from the sky to the earth, according what? According occasions. Now the Sahaba, there is dispute about the spoils of the war about Surah Al-Anfal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they question you Muhammad about the spoils of the war, say this is belong to Allah, how he divided, but fear Allah and fix your relationship among yourself. You Muslims shouldn't be fighting, shouldn't be arguing, shouldn't be disputing. Don't worry about these spoils of the war now, but have taqwa of Allah and have a good relationship with one. So now when the Sahaba asked the Prophet about the Anfal, the spoils of the war, now it came what? Came revelation to talk about this. In Surah Al-Mujadila, when the woman came complaining to the Prophet ﷺ about her husband, قَدْ سَمَعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا, indeed Allah had heard this woman, she was complaining or disputing with you, O Muhammad, about her husband. Came when the woman came to talk to the Prophet. Okay? So the Quran came in totality to the sky, and after this from the sky to the earth according occasions. The whole thing came in what? Laylatul Qadr, and the beginning of it started coming down, okay, according the occasion. Alright. Verily we have sent down, i.e. the Quran, in the night of Al-Qadr, mean night of value, great value, or the night of what? Decree. And what can, or what, and what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr is? The night of Al-Qadr is better than a
bounty.
And the angel Gabriel alayhi salam, by Allah's permission, with all decrees, there is, in that night, the whole night is what? There is peace until the appearance of the dawn. Now before we close, we talk a little bit about Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was searching for Laylatul Qadr. As a result of this, he used to make i'tikaf in Ramadan. He started with the first 10 days, first 10 nights of Ramadan. After this, he shifted to the middle 10 nights. After this, he shifted to the last 10 nights. Alright? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been informed about Laylatul Qadr, when it's going to be. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his house, going to the mosque to tell the Sahaba about it, with two Muslims disputing with one another. Like, understand, I want to make a phone call, and after this I get distracted, or I want to talk to you, the phone ring, I start talking, and now I forgot that you're waiting for me, and I go, you see? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distracted by seeing two Muslims disputing with one another. It was a disturbance for him. Because this thing, how is things start? Okay? Or otherwise, you see, nowadays we see Muslim killing Muslims. Because if you're going to allow yourself to curse in your Muslim brother, or backbiting your Muslim brother, it starts little bit by little bit. Now one day will be easy for you to punch him in his face or her face. The next thing you found yourself, you understand, taking them to the court. The next thing you found one day is that you understand you're taking their property with no just cause. Next thing you found it is easy for you even to shoot him. It's very bad. The Prophet ﷺ was disturbed, and as a result of this, he forgot Laylatul Qadr. Okay? So we lost the exact time of Laylatul Qadr as a result of two Muslims only argue with each other. So can you imagine what's happening nowadays? It can cause us to lose or our deen, wal'ayadu billah. Because it's very bad. Alright? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've been shown the Laylatul Qadr. I've been already shown the Laylatul Qadr. And I came to tell you. But these two guys, they understand, they would fasten in each other. So Allah make me forget it. So try to search for it now. Search for it when? He said in the last 10 nights. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he told us more specifically in the odd numbers of the last 10 nights. What is a odd night? The day today, as example, is the 20th of Ramadan. So tonight will be an odd number, night. You don't go the day 21st and you stay overnight and try to make dhikr and salah and, huh? Today is the 20th. After sunset, this is the night, because according Islamic calendar, night comes before the day. And Allah talking about the night. More specifically, he told us also about the last 7 nights. Okay? And all this that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerned about the ummah, that they get such a great reward. A person, there is no special ibadah for this night. Whatever that you want to do, reciting Quran, remembering Allah, okay, all is acceptable and all is good. Whosoever worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night, he will get such a great reward as been described in the Quran. Okay?
So it can be 27th or 29th also?
It can be, because it's still, but the problem is that it can be, but for you to go only the day, the 27th of Ramadan, this is wrong. You go the 26th, which is the night of the 27th. But some people, they will go in the right night, and they focus in only the 27th. But it can come also up the 29th. While everybody busy shopping for Eid, okay, spending all this cash, alright? So now, you miss Laylatul Qadr. So if those who really concern about it, they will go and they try to start all the odd nights of the last 10 days. Because it's not something simple. You're getting addition, credit, almost 83 years credit to your life, good deed. And you could not go for, because the last 10 days, how many odd numbers in it? Half of it. Let's say 5. So is it too much for you to have 5 nights? But also the scholar says that the Laylatul Qadr can be shifting from a year to year. You have to know this. As example, last year can be the night of the 21st. But this year, it can be the night of the 25th. Next year can be the night of the 27th or the 29th. You see?
So how to keep track of it?
Okay, so now you have to spend. You understand? How much you spend money for a silver ring or a gold ring? Is it the same amount of money? Of course not. Do you pay, understand, for Chevrolet as you pay for Mercedes-Benz? No way. Okay? If you want 2008 car, Chevrolet, you may spend 19,000, and don't laugh at me, I don't know about prices of car. Okay, I always buy something 1500, 2000 maximum. Alright? And if you want to get a Mercedes, maybe what, 40,000? I don't know. Anyway, so if I'm concerned about getting Laylatul Qadr, and you know how great it is, so it's too much for me for 5 nights, okay, that I can be active. But I tell you something, the minimum you can do Laylatul Qadr, pray Aisha in Jama'ah in the mosque, and pray Fajr in Jama'ah. Yeah, how simple it is. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm telling you that you make Aisha Jama'ah prayer, who is the Jama'ah, you'll be rewarded as if you made Qiyam, half of Qiyam al-Layl, half of the night prayer. You pray Fajr and Aisha as if you pray the whole night. You can make that, but we say for the lazy people like me, understand, at least make Aisha and Fajr in Jama'ah. But we don't know, guys. Ramadan is coming, Allah knows best if we're going to be here or not. And if Ramadan come to us, Allah knows best next year we are alive or not. So what is the big deal that we spend some time for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay? If you want to get Laylatul Qadr, if you want to get this great value, you need to make a sacrifice, is it?
Will we feel anything?
Will you feel anything?
Experience anything if we experience Laylatul Qadr?
As experience, you may feel, but it's not for sure, because Aisha said, O Prophet of Allah, if I get this kind of senses of feeling or motivation or something, okay, because nobody can see the unseen, and Aisha is not a prophet, you understand? But if I got this, you understand that what you call, you can almost like something. What are you supposed to say? He said, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afani. Oh Allah, alaykum salam, you are most forgiving. You love forgiveness, so forgive me. Okay? So there is a feeling that maybe can touch your heart in this night, but you could not tell, hey guys, it is Laylatul Qadr. Yeah, you can get some kind of vibe, or you understand, a personal vibe. Alhamdulillah, I'm not going to tell you no, but you could not say, oh, this is Laylatul Qadr. You better, hey, let's go, get up, wake up kids, let's go to the mosque, because tonight is Laylatul Qadr. No, you don't know. But if you got this kind of feeling, inshallah, and it's a night, some of the scholars said, as example, it can be odd number, this one. It can be a night of Jum'ah, okay, or a day of Jum'ah, and okay. So they have, it can be, you can feel that it's a very peaceful night, you understand? You can see the sky is clear, and so different things will. It can, but this is not anything for sure, and Allah knows me. But let's try not to be lazy, and to try to work hard that we can get the light al-Qadr, inshallah. With this to come to end to our class, and we recite the surah, and I leave you to memorize it at home, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك and Allah knows best. إن شاء الله tomorrow we continue with our class explanation to the book رياض الصالحين. God